listener production.
Hi there, Saskia Channing here with your local briefing. There's still a heap of Parents New South Wales vouchers waiting to be used before they expire on Sunday. The Mid-North Coast has about $1.8 million worth of unclaimed vouchers. There's a few days left of the school holidays, and Customer Service Minister Victor Dominello says it's a perfect time to cash them in.
This is really important, not just for households, but also for businesses that can also get stimulated by the investment.
From cancer to kidney disease, there are more and more Aussies depending on plasma donations to treat complex illnesses. It's International Plasma Awareness Week this week, and Lifeblood is calling on more of us to roll up and donate as demand continues rising. With multiple donations needed to make up a single dose at times, spokesperson Gemma Falkenmeyer says hospitals across New South Wales are always in need of more.
Right now we are sending around 2,500 plasma medications and transfusions to hospitals around New South Wales every day. And it can take, you know, up to 15 plasma donations to make just one of those treatments.
Taking a look at sport now. They've made a stack of finals appearances over the years, but this one's even more special. Dungutty Connections have taken out this year's Koori Knockout comp, rounding out the tournament's 50th year. The Maclay Valley ladies' side has taken down the Newcastle Yowies 8-6 to claim grand final victory. And if you're after a sport played at the same time, at the same place every week, you might want to give netball a crack. On the Mid-North Coast, Hastings Valley Netball Association is putting the call out for blokes to form two new competitions. Officer Linda Dubry says they're hopeful one day a boys and men's comp could create pathways to higher honours.
Sort of pathways to the New South Wales side or an Australian side. There's not a lot happening regionally. So Netball New South Wales have introduced a men's metro league. So we're just trying to run alongside Netball New South Wales and introduce the sport to men and boys.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.